Well, on the line now, hopefully, we'll say good morning to Neil Monday. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Jim, and good morning, Ellie. Happy Christmas to you both.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Or Christmas Eve, should we say. Not quite there yet.
Oh, one more sleep to go, as they say.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, talking of sleeps, Jim and Ellie, that Christmas morning is very important to a lot of people, and not everybody can get what they want for Christmas. And I'm out this morning helping out at the foundation, which is the Greenaway Foundation in Crawley, and down at the Oriel School, sorting Christmas gifts that Santa's elves have very kindly bought for us here, and also food hampers that are going out to families in need this Christmas. And
that's
I put
so
up
lovely.
A couple of photographs up on the Suzy Radio Facebook to highlight just how big an operation this is. The school hall is full of Christmas gifts and food hampers that are being prepared, ready to go out, and we're going to be out on the road delivering those from about 9:30 this morning. It's going to be amazing.
That sounds amazing. That's so, so generous. And I'm glad that the school hall is filled. At least you have enough, hopefully, to give out to quite a lot of people.
Absolutely right. It's just an amazing. We're going to catch up with some of the team and the organisers here a little bit later on in the show.
Oh, good. I'll look forward to hearing the update.
Yes, indeed.
I'm sorry we couldn't be there to help. We've got this breakfast show to run.
Well, a breakfast show is very, very important, as is getting Christmas lunch ready. And, of course, I'll tell you all about those two appeals a little later as well, because they're wonderful. They run side by side consecutively, and it's just amazing to see what's happening here.
Yeah, sounds good. Amazing. And very in the spirit of Christmas, sharing, caring.
Absolutely right, yeah. Sharing, caring, giving. And a lot of companies have donated, a lot of individuals have donated gifts, they've donated food, a lot of supermarkets, we'll be mentioning some of those later on, have also supplied the food as well. Just absolutely wonderful what's going on down here to just help people get through this Christmas period, to those people who really need it. And those families have been nominated by various authorities who say this is where they need to go.
That's good. Yeah, that's lovely.
So hopefully we can speak to you later.
Definitely.
Yes, okay, Neil. Yes, hopefully we'll speak to you probably in about another sort of 20 minutes or so. All right?
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thank you, Neil. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
That's so nice.
Yes, isn't it? Very
that's
nice.
Lovely.
It is. Absolutely superb. Right, thank you, Neil, for that. And back we go to Crawley with Neil. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning once again, Jim and Ellie.
Hi,
yes, I'm... Hello, I'm down at the Oriel School here in Crawley, in Maidenbower, where we're getting everything ready and working with the Greenaway Foundation, getting these gifts ready to go out. And I'm joined by Sarah, who's the community from the community development team here at the Oriel School. Sarah, just tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Good morning. Yeah, we're down here today loading up boxes, ready to go out. All the people are coming along to take the hampers off to all the underprivileged families in Crawley, Hawley and East Grinstead.
It is a fabulous job. There's like two special things going on here, isn't there?
Absolutely. It's just a hive of activity. We're all exhausted. It started yesterday. It went through, to the early hours yesterday. And we're back again really early this morning at 7 o'clock to meet the chickens when they all arrived. And all wrapping presents, so we're still going, we haven't finished, and we're going to be here till 12 o'clock today.
Now, chickens was a food and hygiene decision, wasn't it, rather than having the turkey?
Absolutely, yeah.
Fair
Our
enough.
Families vary from 3 to 18, so chickens, again, they were the better option this year.
And, of course, there's two things happening. You've got the Christmas hamper appeal, which is the food parcels, including those chickens going out to those families in need, and also the wishing tree project, which is, of course, getting those wishes from the young ones and seeing you can make them come true.
Oh, that's been the challenging part of the whole operation, as you've seen this morning, getting the right presents to the right family and making sure every family got their wish come true.
That's amazing. Sarah, thank you very much for speaking to us on Suzy Radio.
You're
thank
very
you,
welcome.
Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
It is absolutely amazing, Jim and Ellie. What's going on down here? The presents are stacked up, as I mentioned earlier, through the school hall. They are really piling up because they're catering to families, not only for one or two people, but also I think the biggest family that Darren mentioned to me, and Darren Greenaway is the organiser, the foundation organiser here, I'll be speaking to him later on. He mentioned to me that there are or is a family of up to 18 people they're catering for this Christmas.
That's incredible.
Wow.
And although exhausting, I imagine it's quite rewarding work. It's very kind and generous of you all to spend your time helping out.
Yeah, I must say, it is a pleasure to be here and help. I helped carry those chickens in at 7:15 this morning.
And these chickens.
Yeah, by the way, they're heavy.
Yeah, I can imagine. Is there anything people can do to help? Anyone listening on Suzy Radio that may have a spare few hours or so today? Can anybody
at the moment, no. All the organisers, all the volunteers are here. The team is working. They've got a system of numbers which makes sure that the right gifts and goods go into the right boxes for the delivery drivers. The delivery drivers will be here early. They always end up coming early, apparently. So we're expecting
better
the first delivery drivers.
That's fine.
Yeah, the first delivery drivers to be picking up from here at 9 a.m. So they're the first shipments going out. I'm hoping to go aboard one of those and see the parcel get to its delivery.
Even better, even more personal, so you know who you're giving it to.
Absolutely right. Obviously, I won't be mentioning names or addresses or anything like that. I'm not here to embarrass people. I'm just here to see the job through and the job done properly.
Well, well done, and thank you on behalf of everyone, I'm sure. Thank you very much for also letting us know about it as well.
Well, it's a very special thing. And hey, Darren Greenaway actually joined me on my own radio show a couple of weeks ago on a Saturday lunchtime. He came up to the studios and he's a wonderful chap. He's very lively, very bubbly. And we'll get him on the air here this morning on Suzy Radio as well.
Amazing. We'll catch up with you in a bit then.
We should have Neil once again. Hello, Neil.
Hello, Jim. Yes, I'm here.
I know.
I'm down at the Oriel School in Maidenbower in Crawley, where the hive of activity is now going strong as the drivers have all arrived. They're loading the cars up absolutely frantically now, going to get these orders out on time for people at Christmas time. So those people who know they've got an order coming, they're on their way to you very, very shortly. And as I say, the gifts and the food parcels are coming out as quick as anything. So I'm just going to wander through and hopefully I can catch up with Darren Greenaway, and who's the organiser from the Greenaway Foundation, to talk to us here on the radio. Darren, good morning.
How are you?
Great, thank you for asking. Now, it's a hive of activity going on out here at the moment. I'm going to try and keep out of the way, but how long did it take to put this together?
What we're doing actually at the moment, we started yesterday lunchtime. So prior to that, it's been about 6 months in the planning.
What sort of things go on with the planning side of this? Because it must take an awful lot of coordination, and you've got to do this at the top of your day job as well.
Well, we have to review all the systems, put systems in place, and then it seems like we put the systems in place, everyone ignores them, then we have to deal with the organised chaos, then we do the learnings next year and review the systems and say someone should have followed the systems that we put in place.
Now, your volunteers, they're all volunteers that are coming out today, employees, friends, family of friends, and much, many more people that have turned out to help load up, plus the drivers as well. Where do you find all these people?
A lot of it is for our existing databases and people that we've built up over the years. This year, we've been doing a lot on social media, asking for people to come in and help us. A few days ago, we were about 40 drivers short, so we did a social media campaign, and we were inundated with at least another 100 drivers. We've been turning them away.
So it's all happening, and the first vehicles are now on their way out to deliver these wonderful gifts and food hampers as well to those families in need. And I was just mentioning earlier on the radio about the sizes of those families.
Yeah, some of them can be as small as two families. I think the largest we're dealing with is 18 people.
That's absolutely amazing. Darren, thank you very much for speaking to us again this morning. You've got a lot to do, so I'll let you carry on.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Merry Christmas to you too. Now, Jim and Ellie, wonderful things happening down here.
It sounds it. I think you should change your name to Nick, St. Nick and his elves, working away hard on Christmas Eve.
Ho, 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 ho,
yeah.
Ho.
Truly the modern day Santa Claus helping out. It's lovely to hear.
Back we go then to Neil. Hello, Neil, are you there?
I am here indeed, Jim, yes, down at the Oriel School in Maidenbower, Crawley, where all is happening. The cars arrive. They're arriving in their twos, threes and dozens here, ready to take these parcels out. There's about 350 packages that have to be delivered today, all before lunch, which is amazing. I'm joined now by Simon. Hello, Simon.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Now, what's your part in today?
So I am branch manager of the estate agency and chairman of the foundation that actually does all this.
So that's absolutely amazing. So, I mean, I was talking to Darren earlier on, the coordination is just amazing.
Yeah, it's taken a lot of hard work. We've got a good team behind us. Everyone's pulled together, put the hours in, and we're here, we're doing it, and it's all working well so far. So long may it continue.
Absolutely. I'm going to move across to Luke. You're looking a bit chilly this morning, Luke. You're one of the drivers, aren't you?
Yep, I am. I did it last year as well, so it's really good fun. Makes it feel really Christmassy and helping out the community.
That's wonderful to hear, and that's what today's all about, isn't it?
It's lovely. As soon as I pulled in, I was like, so many people that get involved. It's just lovely. Lovely to see.
Well, I wish you a safe trip on your deliveries and hopefully some smiley faces at the other end.
Lovely. Thanks very much.
Take care. They're all getting off into their cars, and there's mince pies, hot chocolate and mulled wine being given out to the volunteers as well here at the Oriel School, Jim and Ellie.
It makes me so happy to hear it that so many people are helping out. It's so lovely that the community's pulled together.
It's wonderful, and as I say, it's absolutely thrilled to be down here and do my little bit. I haven't been able to do an awful lot because they know what's going on.
Are you just there drinking the mulled wine and eating the mince pies?
No, not at all. No, I've been here. I can't eat mince pies anyway, but I've been here mucking in where I can and helping carry some boxes from A to B when they've needed it, which is, you know, just a little part, but every little helps.
Of course it does, yes. Thank you very much. We are now back live with Neil. Neil, are you there?
Hi, Ellie. Yes, I've come down now. I've been out in a van. I've come with Simon. And Simon, just explain first of all that there is a little bit of excess, isn't there, left over after all the packages are all made up.
Yeah, there certainly is. I mean, we've fed about 500 families this year, and we always over-order just to make sure we've got a contingency in place just to cover any sort of mistakes or whatnot. But every year we always have a fair bit left over, and we always bring it down to our friends at Crawley Open House, which they use to feed the homeless and disadvantaged at their depot in Crawley.
And that's where I am right now, Ellie, at the Crawley Open House, and I've got James Abdul with me. He's the Chair of Trustees. James, it must be great to get gifts like this.
It's phenomenal. The support we get at Christmas, it surpasses what we get at harvest time. The generosity from the local people is immense, and it's due to the popularity of Open House. People, you know, don't necessarily have a connection with homelessness, but they understand at this time of year especially that people need to be fed, looked after, and actually given a bit of humility in their life.
It's absolutely amazing. I've never seen a van unloaded so fast, by the way. It's just like an army of people descended upon us when we arrived.
Yeah, so we've got our usual day staff. The team here are amazing. The hours they put in, the work that they do is immense. We've also got all the support staff for health advice, resettlement and medical issues as well, but we've got a team of volunteers who just come in and help sort out donations, sort out what's fresh food, what's, you know, got a longer shelf life, help make up food parcels, and actually just really sort out all of these donations at such a busy time of year.
And of course you cook in-house as well for some residents who stay here.
Absolutely. So we've got 24 residents here. We've got about 15 in our three move-on houses, and on Christmas Day, so tomorrow, we'll cater in two sittings for over 100 people. Full, you know, three-course meal. They'll all go away with a gift bag full of presents that are wrapped, that have been donated, again, by people's serious generosity. So, yeah, everything's done here. It's going to be a really well-oiled machine tomorrow. I stay out of the kitchen, but I'll be here to clean up the plates and you know, help serve the guests. Because, you know what? Everybody deserves to have a decent time on Christmas Day.
James and Simon, thank you very much for speaking to us on Susie Radio. Jim and Ellie back in the studio. This
just
brings
incredible.
Home Christmas, doesn't it?
Definitely. And I think that's the whole point of Christmas, is just doing the best you can. I mean, the people who've donated have been amazing to help out. And the fact that everyone's delivering, and the fact there's even stuff left over, like the fact there is enough to be left over for more sharing, is amazing.
And I think it's really important that community broadcasters like ourselves actually get involved with this sort of thing at this time of the year, and get out there with the people who need us too.
Yeah, absolutely. My only tip would be next year maybe upgrade from a van to a sleigh, or at least wear a Santa outfit. Jingle bells.
Neil, can I thank everybody down there who do a fantastic job at the Greenaway Foundation? Without them, where would these people be without people like those good people down there?
You're absolutely right. I will pass on that compliment, Jim. They are brilliant. They've done such a good job. They organise it off their own backs, and it's a complete team of volunteers. It's been hearing through this morning. It's been absolutely wonderful, and it's nice to see through to fruition. Obviously, we can't go as broadcasters to an individual household. It wouldn't be right for us to do that, but it's great to be able to come over to the Crawley Open House, a known charity here in Crawley, and just speak and see where the gifts are going, which is wonderful.
Fantastic. And of course they're down there tomorrow too, aren't they, doing the lunches, etc.
That's right, yes. They're going to be preparing food here at the open house, as James has just been explaining, and we got to say Merry Christmas to everybody that comes in and puts in that great volunteer work on Christmas Day.
Very, very, very much so. A happy and Merry Christmas to everybody
Christmas.
Down there, and also a very happy 2020.
Thank you so much, Neil.
You're welcome. Bye for now. Have a good Christmas, you too.
Take
Thank
care.
You, Neil, and you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.